defeat. Let's see what else we have. Let's see. Okay, so there we go. Those are some of the contributions that came through. Thank you so much for the contributions on the phone calls. It's 8 hours and we get into the news, and this is where we wrap up Breakfast with Sandy. Thank you so much for tuning in to Breakfast with Sandy.
That was Breakfast with Sandy, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Sandy.
Let's go. Steve, the Society for Public Reduction, CSPR, is concerned that despite the country's persistently high levels of poverty, Zambia has continued to miss important opportunities to strengthen constitutional and legal protections aimed at increasing social welfare and reducing inequality. Organization Executive Director Isabel Nkalawai says a key concern lies in the recent constitutional amendment process, particularly the missed opportunity to comprehensively review the Bill of Rights. She explains to CEC that the Bill of Rights is central to safeguarding economic, social, cultural, and religious rights, which are essential pillars for effective poverty reduction and human development. Ms. Nkalawai added, failing to undertake deeper reforms to this section of the Constitution leaves a gap in strengthening protections for vulnerable citizens who are most affected by poverty and exclusion. She has therefore urged government to revisit the Bill of Rights and future reform processes, arguing that it provides stronger legal grounding for social justice and poverty alleviation intervention.
There are some missed opportunities, externally speaking. The constitutional amendment process missed out a very important process which could have given proper guidance in terms of the review of Zambia's Bill of Rights. And as you know, the Bill of Rights is very essential for deliberating and delivering on poverty reduction and guaranteeing economic, social, cultural, and religious rights. It's very, very important that it's time the government considers a real look at that question of the Constitution, because it is paramount. That's probably the bedrock of everything else that is being done in terms of legal and policy reform.
Government expert Gilbert Kisenga is urging Zambians to avoid voting solely based on political party affiliation in the August 2026 general election, warning that such decisions could result in the election of ineffective leaders. Speaking to CNBC, Mr. Kisenga has observed that many voters have a tendency of supporting candidates simply because they belong to a preferred political party without carefully assessing the capabilities, credibility, and leadership qualities of individual candidates. He warned that blindly voting along party lines could lead to the election of absent or underperforming mayors, members of parliament, and councillors who may fail to deliver on their promises during their 5-year term of office. Mr. Kisenga further advised citizens to reflect on the performance of leaders elected in the previous general elections and use those experiences to make informed decisions in the upcoming polls. He has also encouraged voters to use the campaign period to carefully study the manifestos and development agendas of aspiring candidates before casting their votes.
So our message to the voter is that they need to be informed. They need to listen to what the politicians are saying. Is this making sense? They have to reflect from the councillor that they voted in 2021, to the mayor they voted, the council chairperson they voted, the member of parliament they voted, and the president they voted in 2021. Let us shine the uniform voting. Where we just go blindly, vote for the same president, we don't know the MC, we contest in the vote, vote for the mayor or the council chairperson, for the councillor uniform. We end up voting for absentee members of parliament, absentee mayors, absentee councillors who can vote for you. People who did not recognize, did not feel, and did not vote well.
Chichwe Land Alliance coordinator Felix Chipoya has challenged the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development to ensure findings from investigations on the suspension of land agency at Chichwe City Council are made public to allow stakeholders to learn from past incidents and help prevent similar occurrences in future. Mr. Chipoya is concerned that many investigations are not accessible to the public, making it difficult for stakeholders to review lessons arising from operational failures. He says publishing investigation findings would help authorities and stakeholders put in place informed measures and policies aimed at improving accountability in the administration of land. In an interview with CNN News, Mr. Chipoya adds that transparency in investigations would also help address public concerns that some inquiries are politically motivated, especially in situations infestation and investigations are repeatedly announced without visible outcomes.